It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. When you think of milk, you may also think of Oreo cookies or milk mustaches. One thing you probably don't think about is energy. But as it turns out, it takes a lot of electricity to make a single gallon of milk. KUNC's Stephanie Page Ogburn has more on how some Colorado dairymen are working to lighten their product's energy load.
That's the sound of a vacuum pump at Jim McClay's Cottonwood Dairy, a few miles outside of Platteville. That pump helps carry thousands of gallons of milk away from his cows and into large stainless steel holding tanks in his barn.
We're a 320-cow dairy. We use approximately, electricity-wise, about the same as 10 households every month to run this small dairy. If your normal bill is $200, ours is $2,000.
And it's not just the pumps. The milk you buy at the grocery store is cold. But when it comes out of the cow, it's about 100 degrees. Dairies have to chill it to just above freezing.
They're operating 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Christian Willis heads up a new pilot program at the Colorado Energy Office that helps dairies use less electricity.
The energy audit is really kind of the key to the success of the program.
For McClay, the audit was an eye-opener.
You're going to be amazed at how much stuff that you've been operating on for the last 20 years or 10 years that is not efficient at all.
If a dairyman makes improvements based on the recommendations in the audit, 75% of the costs, up to $25,000, are covered by federal funds.
This afforded us the opportunity to experiment at a much lesser financial risk to us.
Remember that 100-degree milk? Jim McClay used to cool it in giant tanks, which took a long time and used a lot of energy. With help from the new program, he was able to spend $6,000 on a new and improved milk chiller. He saw the difference right away. Overall, McClay is using about a quarter less energy than he used to. Cindy Heron is head of the Western Dairy Association. She hopes Colorado dairies can be a model for the rest of the nation.
We really believe that the time is now for all of these types of projects.
The Colorado Energy Office plans to expand its program next year to include more dairies. The program is also open to farmers with powered irrigation systems. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.